Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
The good news, it's a great gift. The bad news, it might be from an inappropriate person. You got something going on in your life? You want to share your drama with The Burt Show and the rest of the country? Hit us up at theburtshow.com. Abby's got the email.
Burt Show, I could really use your unbiased takes on my situation. I would also love to know if any Burt Show listeners have ever been in this position, because I truly believe I'm the only one. I'm struggling to make a decision based on principle, but I'm worried my principle is causing me to make the wrong call. Am I putting my conscience over my daughter's futures? First, the backstory. My former best friend slept with my husband.
Hey, you know what? That's not cool.
Nope.
Where I'm from, that's just not cool.
You just don't do that.
No. Mm-mm.
To save our marriage, we cut off all ties with her and her family. It was the right thing to do for our marriage and our family. Reconciliation with my husband has been painful, but slowly we have rebuilt what we had prior to the infidelity. And I feel we're stronger than ever.
Yeah, good for you.
Wow. Mm.
Have I forgiven him fully? Yes. Will I be able to trust him fully again? I'd say I'm currently at 98%.
All wow. Right. That's about 90% more than where I think I'd be.
Recently, my husband and I received legal notifications that she, I refuse to use her name, has established two very generous college funds for our young daughters. Huh. We, especially I, want nothing to do with her or her guilt money. Her behavior feels so manipulative. Or is this just her way of clearing her conscience and trying to make things right with the universe? By refusing the college funds, I'm worried I'm being a bad mother, making my girls' college careers less certain. Would it be selfish of me to turn down her money? We could definitely use it, but it just feels so dirty.
Ooh, Burt Show. 1-855-BURT Show. What would you do in a case like this?
You guys? Have you been in a case like this? Because I do feel like she's the only one here.
It's pretty unique.
Mm-hmm.
Take the money and run, girl.
That's how I feel. I'm like, college is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if this is going to linger in your conscience, like every time you go to visit your kids at school and you realize they're only there because your husband's mistress paid for it. I don't know. I could see that being an issue.
I don't know what this says about me as a person, but I would take this with ease.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I would feel like this is the least you can do. With all that you've done to destroy the family, I'm the older I get, the more I realize you just don't need pride all the time. You can just put your pride.
Look at you and your growth.
I'm trying to grow.
Say that.
I'm growing.
He's done growing.
Sometimes you got to put it to the side, man. Why not take this money to help your children?
Nah.
You're not taking it?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nah, man. Because I think it also opens up the door again for her to be somehow, some way in your guys' relationship. I would just, it feels like blood money, man. I couldn't do it.
It is a little weird that it's also an apology gift from her when her husband was also responsible for the infidelity as well. Like, she's making reparations, but like, really, what has the husband done?
I mean, does this also mean like it's a one-time gift and the husband and her don't have to communicate at all? Or is there paperwork that has to be done where she has to be in communication and attached to the family? It just feels too messy. I like it.
It should be no strings attached. Like, if it's that kind of exchange,
yes,
to where you are genuinely just giving me this money and that is it. We don't have to talk about it. We don't have to sign anything. We don't have to rehash or relive anything. I would take the money.
I'm trying to be on your side here, but like, I can't see myself saying, oh, I hate you, but I'll take your money.
But if you hate him enough, wouldn't you take their money?
Yes.
Might feel good every time you cash that check.
Yes.
That's a lot of pain. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Call me Petty Patty. But I would take that money, like Mo said, with no strings attached, and run with it.
Okay,
Petty.
Go for it. Petty Patty.
Good morning, Kim. You are part of the Burt Show. Thank you for joining the convo.
So my daughter was attacked by my brother's dog, and we sued my brother's family and got her a college fund. I would 100% take the money.
All right, let's stop right here for a second.
Let's hit pause.
Wait a second.
Yeah, let's hit pause, and we need more deets on this.
Is your daughter okay?
She is. She had to have her ear reattached to her head.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like 4. It was the day before preschool graduation. It was like a whole family drama thing.
I bet.
We had the best dog bite lawyer in Atlanta. He was amazing. And, you know, they wound up paying all of her medical bills, and she got a pretty nice chunk of change that we are using for her for college.
So, and you had no hesitation whatsoever as soon as it happened. I am suing my brother and his family.
I mean, there was some hesitation, but for her, it was the right thing for us to do.
No, totally. Yeah, I'm not coming down on you at all, Kim, at all.
No, I know. I get it. It took a lot of, you know, pushing that email button, like, yes, I want to do this, mm-hmm. and I have the support of half my family and not the other half of my family, and... Well, it was a thing, but how old is she now? 5 years ago, so we've kind of moved a little bit past it.
I bet.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask how the relationship is now.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, could be worse.
could be better.
And she went through a lot, and it was just, for her, it was the absolute right thing for us to do.
Oh, I bet. I know this is a sidebar, kind of superficial question, but is she totally terrified of dogs even today?
She isn't, actually, which is, like, unbelievable.
Yes.
She really has, like, pushed through and worked through, and she's in therapy and all the things, but she loves animals, and she doesn't like it when they bark, near her, bark on her, kind of scares her a little bit, but she's 9 now, and she was 4 when it happened, so.
That's a strong little girl right there, man.
Good for her.
I don't really like to talk about it, but, you know, she's resilient, and, but she's got a good little college fund set up for her.
Okay. Good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I'd say 95% of the calls are saying, take that cash.
Yeah.
Take that cash, Anna.
Take it.
What do you think? Anna? Anna's on the runway. Marie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I think she should totally take it. Your kid's more important than some stupid thing. Does the daughter know 2 things? Does the daughter know about the affair?
That we don't know.
Okay, and if she doesn't, I would never let her know where the money came from. Mm. Either way.
That's fair.
Yeah, and that's pretty similar to all the calls right there. Take that cash.
Take that money.
Take that cash.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Reports say Priscilla Presley got millions of dollars after going to court for control of her late daughter's trust, but there was one thing she did not get. So TMZ said she asked to be buried next to Elvis at Graceland, and her request was denied.
Ooh, how's that possible?
So here's why. Elvis is currently buried in Memphis with his mom and his dad on either side of him. So they're like, we're not going to move his parents, who are literally buried next to him right now, just so you can be next to him. So apparently she backed down without a fight. But TMZ says she still wants to be buried at Graceland with her daughter, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. But she's his ex-wife, so I wondered if that would cause any kind of tension with the family because, I mean, obviously, like, she's the mother of Lisa Marie. Lisa Marie's laid to rest there.
I don't know. I'm way too practical when it comes to death. I don't care what you do with me. I really don't. Stuff me, put me in a corner, use me for the HOV lane. I couldn't care less, man. I'm dead. I'm not going to be mad at you.
So I just did a quick Google because I didn't know if she had ever remarried after she had been with Elvis, right? And she never did. She's always to this day referred to him as the love of her life. Mm, and she never remarried.
Yeah, so I can understand, like, you want to be in the same area for the rest of time. But I thought it was a little bit of, like, a point of contention. Like, they weren't married when Elvis passed. And I think she did go on to have other relationships. But, yeah, she does say that Elvis was the love of her life. which he was the richest probably, so you could see why.
It's not even close.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta taglines have finally been revealed. I love these. They're like the defining element of every Real Housewives franchise, and they're always so fun and fresh and spicy.
My roots are in Atlanta, but my branches are worldwide.
Forget the gaslight. I'm taking the spotlight.
My past may be checkered, but my future is solid gold.
I just don't do it for the culture. Honey, I am the culture.
Let's go. She by Sheree. More like she broke the internet.
If you can't keep the pace, stay out of my race.
All right.
Wouldn't it be fun if we all had one?
That's exactly where I was going. Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
That would be super fun to do. Like put a trailer together for a real whatever of the Burt Show.
Yeah.
Oh no, next entertainment buzz. Everybody needs to come up with their tagline.
By the next e-bus?
Yes. Get to riding.
It's Friday, man.
Yeah.
You're making us work. This is free. Radio is free.
Kristen, all right. I've already got yours. Kristen, she has a big heart. She also loves to burp and fart.
That is not my tag. We're not writing taglines for each other. We are writing our own taglines.
All right. Yeah. We need the dramatic music also in the background. Can you play it again just so we have a better idea here?
My roots are in Atlanta, but my branches are worldwide.
Forget the gaslight. I'm taking the spotlight.
My past may be checkered, but my future is solid gold.
I just don't do it for the culture. Honey, I am the culture.
Okay, so we all have to come up with a line or two for ourselves for our trailer.
I think it's better if we come up for each other.
Okay.
I think it's funnier.
Okay, how about this round we come up with our own.
Okay.
And then next week, we're all going to have to do an individual trailer for everybody on the show.
Okay.
All
right.
I love it, Abby. I love it.
Spoiler alert, the new Little Mermaid live action film wasn't actually filmed underwater. I know, crazy.
Oh.
This is really breaking entertainment news. This Friday, E-Buzz, man, it's bringing the heat.
Everything is fake.
Apparently, half the movie was filmed in a giant tank, and then the other half was filmed in front of a blue screen with harnesses and wires. It's really crazy how they can make this all happen. Obviously, it takes a ton of work, and actress Halle Bailey, who stars in the movie, said she had to go through mermaid training just to be able to handle filming in the water and the blue screen.
I went through a lot of mermaid training because I spent a lot of time on what you call was blue screen. So I would be in a harness and wires, basically suspended in the air, and I would have to simulate. I was in the water for about, I think, half of filming. So it was a mixture of both. So all of the water scenes that you see, the shipwreck, yeah. Me saving Jonah, all of that was in a tank, and that was so much fun.
What makes you more upset, Bert? That Little Mermaid wasn't filmed completely underwater, or that Michael Phelps never raced that shark?
I was duped. Our country was duped during that whole thing.
You know what makes me most upset about this movie is the atrocity that is Flounder and Sebastian. Mm. Have you seen the live action Flounder?
He's creepy.
Google it.
What?
Live action Flounder and Sebastian. For shame!
Yeah, they're no longer cute. They're terrifying.
They did them dirty.
And have we figured out what age Ariel is in this rendition of the movie? Because in the OG, in the cartoon, she's 16 and it's creepy.
No matter what they say, she's 18 in my mind, at least.
No, she looks like she's 16.
No, 16 no, again. No.
Let me do a little more digging to make sure, but it looks like she's still 16.
That is creepy.
It's so creepy.
They should change that.
An actress says she just lost her next role because she publicly talked about physical intimacy. I'll tell you all about it on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Had a few of them in my lifetime, and then when I thought about it, they weren't going to be real good business ideas. So I stopped, the prescription windshield. So you would never have to wear glasses. You have a prescription windshield, right? You wouldn't have to wear your glasses in your car.
Did you really? You really came up with that?
For a split second, yeah. That was a good idea. But then
what about your passenger that has to...
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
No one else could drive your car. Actually, right. That would be great for stopping car theft.
Yeah.
Nobody else could drive your car. That one didn't go too far.
Yeah, okay. I'm not mad at it. Hey, there's no such thing as a bad idea.
There are ones that are going to make you lose a lot of money. And then there was the other one that I thought was a really brilliant idea. You're gonna like this one, actually. So when your baby is in the crib, right?
No, and just immediate hard no.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
I don't need to.
It was baby for you?
Yeah. When your baby is in the crib and you've got that little thing-a-dang-dang in his mouth, that...
Pacifier?
That's the thing.
Right? Hard no. Right?
He's got the pacifier in his mouth. In the middle of the night, that thing like falls out.
Uh-huh.
And he or she is all sketched out because they can't find it.
Yeah, and they start screaming and crying.
Right, I can't find my pacifier. But they can't say that because they're too young. Because it's dark in there. Mm-hmm. So why can't you do like a glow-in-the-dark pacifier?
Those exist.
And they exist, yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah, so there you go.
I was about to say, that's good.
I was just 20 years behind on that.
Okay.
And most people, like, their infant, they swaddle. So they have no arms or, like, hands to grab anything.
Your kid never breaks the swaddle?
We didn't swaddle him.
Okay, I tried. My kid was like Houdini.
Makes sense considering who you're related to. Yeah.
That's right. All right, Bianca here has a husband who thinks he's got like this amazing idea for a business. She loves him and would love to support him, but isn't really on board with this idea. So going to her parents and asking for like cash is a non-starter. Hey, Bianca.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome. Does he want to start this prescription windshield business soon?
You know, that was a good one. I would support that one. That's a good idea.
It's a terrible idea. But
his idea is not good. And I hate to be the wife, you know, supportive wife to kind of say that, but I don't think his idea is going to be profitable.
Okay. What's he got?
And you know, I hate to say this, and it's like even worse. It's more of a betrayal if I say it, because I don't. If he does go through with it, I don't want anyone listening to kind of take the idea. So I have to be careful. I don't want to say.
Well, it's hard to give advice on a stupid business idea if you're not going to tell us what the stupid business idea is.
Well, here's the thing, and my need is advice on what to do with him versus my parents. He is wanting to invest and have people invest in his invention, I would say. And my parents are not rich, but they do have savings. And he wants to approach them to ask for an investment. And I just do not want that to happen. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's going to create profit. So my parents are going to be probably in the black. So I just don't want to, or is it red?
I don't know.
I just don't want them to invest their money.
Red's the bad place.
Red is bad, right? Okay, so yes. I guess the actual investment idea doesn't matter. You're just not comfortable going to your parents with this because you just don't think it's going to be profitable. So why do you have to do anything at all? Why can't he go to them and then they turn him down organically?
I just don't think it's a great idea just for the relationship. I mean, we've been married just 5 years, and I think it would be kind of a bad look. I just don't want to set up the long term. You know what I mean? Like, he wants to quit his job as well. I mean, this is, like, going to be huge for our family. Like, if this doesn't work out, I don't want, on top of that, my parents to be, investing money that did not work out.
Now, Bianca, I can understand that you don't want your husband to put your parents in an awkward position because nobody wants to tell their son-in-law no. And
right.
That I could see if it's as bad an idea as you say it is, and you know he goes to them, either one of two things is going to happen. They're going to invest, and it's going to be the worst investment of their life, or they're going to tell him no and, like, shatter his self-confidence.
True, but I do have to say my parents love me and they love him. They really, I mean, they support me, and if I say yes, they'll do it. And then it's on me. So I just don't want to even go through with it to even recommend it. I just feel like I need to not, I need help. Like, how do I tell them not to ask them? Am I being just a bad wife, not supportive, and I just need to let them do it?
I know it won't be the easiest conversation to have, but why couldn't you just tell him that you pretty much you know that they would say no and that he should maybe find a different place to try to support his dream?
That's a good idea. Although my dad is a great investing kind of guy. He has 401ks, he has stocks, bonds. So I think my husband knows that they They have money to spare.
Why can't you use the old business slash family excuse where, you know what, I don't want to risk it at all. I really like to keep these two things separate. So although I think your idea might be a good one, I just don't want to mix family with business.
That's legit.
Okay. I like that one. Yes. That actually sounds really like me. Like I want to be both, like the supportive wife, but then I want to also put an axe to it. So I think that might work.
Okay. Tommy?
I'm just wondering, your husband, you said it was an invention. It can't be any worse than some of the things that are in Sky Mall. Remember the magazine that used to be in planes? Now there's a website. And remember the Bigfoot that peeked around the corner?
The giant Bigfoot people put in the garden? Yeah.
People actually buy that.
Or how about that fish that you used to put on the wall?
The talking bass.
Billy Bass.
Yeah, Billy Bass. It made $1 billion off of that thing, man.
Is your husband's invention worse than Billy Bass or Bigfoot?
It is. It is not profitable. Lord. I don't think, as a business person myself, I watch Shark Tank all the time. This would get shut down and, rejected. And he doesn't know it. It's coming, but I just can't say it. I just have to let it happen.
I hear you. Bianca, we got to run, but I think I would use that excuse about just keeping the two separate and see if he bites on that.
Keep it separate. Yeah. Okay. That's perfect. I think I'm going to do that.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm dying to know what that was.
That was so unsatisfying.
So dying.
The Burt Show.
All right. Katie here is having a whole bunch of mixed feelings or maybe not enough feelings for some really bad news?
Yeah, I'm in this weird emotional place right now. And it's because last week I received some devastating news about a family member. Thanks. When I got the news, my initial reaction was sadness, and it took me back to a place of when I got the call that my grandmother had a stroke. And I felt helpless because it's like, what do I do? How can I help her? And then based off of her having that stroke, it led to her having to be in the facility, which led to her getting COVID, which led to her death. So I'm going through these same emotions when I get this news about my family member. And my family is really small. I can count on both hands, my family members. It's a small family tree. It's not many of us. And so putting myself in the mindset of I may have to prepare myself for another loss. I didn't want to do it. I don't want to do it. It's emotionally draining. And I just turned off. I feel like I've tried to turn off my emotions.
It's self-preservation for you right now.
Yeah. So every morning when I wake up, it's like, do I feel the sadness of this? And I get the same news that my family member is in the same state that they were the day before, or that it's getting worse. And so I get up and I'm like, Katie, we're not dealing with this. Turn it off. Mm-hmm. Bury it. Next day, turn it off. Bury it. Turn it off. Bury it. I'm just waking up and just burying it and burying it and burying it, because I also feel that I have to be the emotional support as well for my other family members. Hey, it's okay. You can feel your pain and sadness right now, but I'm just going to support you and try not to feel anything. And I just don't know what to do with it. And I know that the more I bury it, the worse this feeling is going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually there's going to be some overflow of emotions. Like I may just randomly break down in the hall. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to get worse than that too. You know, there's a cliche also that it's so funny, so corny. Your issues are in your tissues, which means that if you put things off and put things off and put things off, eventually you end up sick because your body knows, right? So you can pull it off as long as you can, but at some point or another, you're really just kicking this down the road.
And there's no feeling. The one thing that I hate right now is that I don't feel hopeful about the outcome. The news is to the point where I'm like, okay, Katie, we got to deal with reality. All right, it's time to prepare. All right. Might have a funeral to go to soon. And I don't have the idea of, well, let's pray it out and have a miracle or anything like that. You know, people are like, I'm praying for you. Things will get better. I'm like, no, don't. Because I'm just in a place of, will it get better?
And I don't want you to come down on yourself, because it's not wrong to feel that way. There are some realities that aren't fair and that frankly suck. And this sounds like it's one of them. I commend you for wanting to be the strength in your family, but I want to remind you, you can be the strength for others, but you also need to find somewhere where you can rebuild yours. Otherwise, you're going to be completely depleted. Like, your battery is going to be on empty, and then you're going to be no good to anyone, including yourself. So you need to find someone that you can talk to about this. And I'm not, like, throwing therapy out there. I'm just saying somebody in your life, and I know you have dear friends. I mean, you have a really beautiful circle of friends. But I know you, as the people pleaser, you don't like to be a burden on other people, and you don't like to bring other people down. And I have a friend like that who refuses to tell us anytime anything's going wrong. Before you know it, it's like the entire world and the sky is falling and the world is crumbling. But we didn't know any of that leading up to it. And there will be a breaking moment, right? So I highly, highly encourage you to lean on one of those friends and to get it out. Like, that pain is going to sit there and fester and just burn a hole inside of you. You really need to talk to somebody you trust and get it out.
You have a first date this weekend. I think I would just dump it on her.
Oh.
Right off the bat.
I think that's a real bad idea.
I think you need to take it one step further, too. And I think you need to stop being everyone's emotional rock in this situation. Because what happens when you're the emotional rock for friends, family, everyone, those emotional waves grind you down into sand. You have to take a break and allow yourself to feel it. And like Kristen said, find somebody. But it's not, I know as the, for me as the eldest daughter or the eldest sibling and you as the only sibling, I think sometimes we think it's our role to do that. And it's the default role and everyone else falls into it comfortably and it's hard to walk away from. You have to walk away from being the emotional rock. Those people will survive. Take care of yourself.
As I've said before, the Burt Show is a therapist's dream, and here is one. Hey, Jessica, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Katie, it sounds like, after repeated bad news, that your nervous system is doing exactly what it's supposed to do, which is protect you. And so trying to force yourself to feel something that you're not ready to feel yet, I don't know how helpful that will be, but it's okay to just kind of thank your nervous system, your body, for doing what it's supposed to do, and have faith that when you're ready to feel it, it will happen. But I kind of agree with Cassie. You don't have to carry other people's load to be helpful and loving. Just really focus on taking care of yourself, and it'll happen naturally.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I agree with everything that was said. The only thing I would add is when you said you're kind of letting your mind go to a bad place, like, that's kind of one of the hardest things to do. But for me personally, that's the one thing I try not to let happen when I'm in those dark places and I don't know what to do. Like, don't let your mind go to a negative place. You got to try to just somehow remain positive within your mind, because you don't want to give that energy to the universe. You know what I mean?
I know, but it's like when you're always being positive and you always have this feeling that, oh, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And sometimes it's like, it's not going to be okay.
And sometimes just knowing that and sitting in it is all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Thanks. It's a Burt Show.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you got to have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
The Burt Show.
There is only one person on the planet that is more invested in finding out if Ava's divorced parents are secretly seeing each other behind Ava's back. And that is you, Chris.
I can't wait to find out. This has become like our version of the Parent Trap. Granted, we don't know anything about these people, but still, Ava has painted quite a story
over the now month we've been talking to her. And I'm just determined to figure out if her parents are seeing each other again.
So this is the second or third time now, or fourth or 12th time that we've talked to Ava?
Sounds about right.
No, Abby knows exactly how many times we've talked to her.
Maybe three times.
Three times. And she initially called us up and told us that she and her sister are like really wondering if her parents are starting to see each other behind their backs.
Because they're divorced.
Because they divorced. So we did the quote unquote War of the Roses thing, right?
With her dad.
With her dad, where we send like fake flowers, see who he's going to turn around and send them to. First time he sent them to who? One of the daughters,
his
right?
Daughter.
For birthday?
Yeah, sent it to Ava. She was like, happy birthday. And then we were like, that's not good enough. We want to see if he's going to actually send them to his to their parents. And so we're like, let's do it, but after Mother's Day. Because we don't want the Mother's Day excuse to happen. So we wait till after Mother's Day. We send it again to the dad. And he's like, send more flowers? Why not? So he sends them to some lady named Barbara. And we're like, who's Barbara? We're still not willing to give up on the story. We want to believe in love. So we've decided instead of sending another promotional email to Ava's dad, we're actually going to send it to Ava's mom. And instead of sending some flowers, we're going to do a War of the Sweet Treats, I guess.
Yes.
We're going to send a Sweet Treats promo.
War of the Sweet Treats.
Okay, because we were trying to figure out after the show yesterday, like, what do you send a gift for a guy mm-hmm. in a case like this is what?
I liked Mo's idea.
War of the Two Boxes.
Mm-hmm. Throw a wrench into things.
Exactly.
Hey, Ava, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh, you guys, it wouldn't be a complete day if I wasn't talking to you.
I know, right? All right, so Kristen, you want to take it from here?
Yes, I would love to, Ava. Thanks for sticking it out with us. And okay. for the men of the show, I thought it's only fair. All these years that we've been doing War of the Roses, we always try to entrap who?
Dudes.
The guys.
Right. Yeah. We're always sending them the promotional email to see what flowers they're going to send. Isn't it only fair that we try to entrap a woman?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're doing. Not really entrap her, because we're not trying to figure out if they're cheating. We're just trying to figure out the love. All right. I took care of this one, right? I took this off of Tracy's plate because she's the one that's always put the promotional emails together for War of the Roses. So, Ava, I took it upon myself, and I wrote a promotional email for War of the Sweet Treats. We sent a fake promotional email to the address you provided, Ava, for your mom. We offered her a complimentary box of sweet treats, and she was able to choose from several options with pictures. Number one, I like big bunts. Word what that photo was.
And I cannot lie.
4 delicious and moist mini red velvet bundt cakes drizzled with cream cheese frosting. A sweet way to say, I'm thinking of you and your impressive assets. Oh, hello.
Man, that sounds good, man. That sounds real good.
Next one. Oh, fudge. A selection of our most popular fudges, chocolate, salted caramel, and peanut butter. The perfect gift for anyone with a sweet tooth. They're sure to say, oh, fudge, after trying these.
Sidebar real quick. Kristen.
Yeah.
Cassie. Abby,
mm-hmm.
If you were to receive a promotional thing like this for chocolates, would you send them to a dude, or would your first reaction be to send them to another woman?
I would send them to myself.
Okay. and yourself is not an option. Would you send it to a girlfriend, or would you think of sending these to a dude?
I'd probably think of sending them to like my mom or something.
So I was thinking.
I wouldn't trust it. Like, you trying to give me food for free?
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
No, I wouldn't either, because I've already gotten scammed by the passport website. I'm not doing anything. my man has a sweet tooth. Yeah. I would send him something sweet, okay. For sure. Next option, sweet dreams are made of these. A box of our decadent dark chocolate truffles. Their dreams will definitely be sweeter when thinking of you after you send these. And lastly, I love you very much. 1 dozen chocolate-covered strawberries, these giant, juicy strawberries dipped in dark, semi-sweet, and white chocolate will make the love of your life swoon. First promotional email was sent at 11:10 a.m. Ava, your mama didn't bite. So we sent a second promotional email at 1:20 p.m. It took her a little longer than your pops, but she did ultimately place an order at 3:14 p.m. And get this, Ava. She chose, I like big bunts.
Well, who doesn't?
She requested the delivery to be sent Saturday. That's tomorrow. And Ava, your mother is sending her big bunts to Paul, which is your dad.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready to hear what the card says?
Yes.
Paul, can't wait to see you tonight. Hope these make you smile until then. Love, Cheryl.
Well, that's... You finally got what you wanted.
Whoa. We did, but who... It's Barbara.
Right, now we got more questions. So now who do we have to send roses to?
No.
Okay, so there's a couple of things to chew on here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the good news
but
is...
But not buns, because we don't send them.
No, yeah, you're going to have to figure that out yourself. All right, so the good news, I guess, for you is that you now know that they have been hanging out, and they are about to hang out, so you've got that. But now you got more questions about Babs.
I don't know who that is. Yeah, I mean, it's like... Well, and then now do we at least say to my mom, you know, like, hey, we know, but do we tell her about you guys? I don't know.
No, I want no part of this, even though I wrote the promotional email.
Listen to Kristen now.
Right.
After a month and a half, oh, mom, separating myself from this whole thing. I can't believe they've done this.
You can't fail.
What you wanted to know, right? That was the whole mission of this, is to know.
Yeah.
It was never to do anything about it, right?
No, we're not going to do anything about it. I just know,
yes,
I got to know
who
Barbara is. I got to figure that out, but we'll figure it out.
Because again, these are grown folk we're talking about. These are your parents, mom and dad. And maybe they're perfectly content seeing each other and also seeing other people.
Ava, you are not capable of leaving this alone.
No,
there's no way. Knowing that they are hanging out with each other tonight, and now you know they're dabbling in something going on behind your backs. There is no way that you are going to be able to keep this to yourself.
Well, I'm going to call my sister. I mean, we have to talk about it, you know, like we have to figure out like what our next thing. I don't know. Yeah, we're not going to do anything today. We're not going to say anything today. I don't want to mess with whatever they've got like going on soon. But well, yeah.
Cass.
Yeah.
Ava, does your dad have a Facebook profile?
No, that would be easy. I know. Everybody's parents are on Facebook. My dad isn't. So it's like, but there's ways. Like, if we spend enough time with him and if he's dating her, I mean, what are we going to say? We're like, who's that on the phone?
At some point, I don't know. Mo, I'm trying to read your face on where you are with all this, and I can't quite make it out.
I don't know what I would do. I was sitting here thinking if I would do anything at all. And to be honest, if it were me, I would probably ask my dad about Barbara.
Yeah?
For the sake of my mom.
Why don't you just go to mom and say, hey, what are you doing tonight? You got plans tonight? And see what she says.
Ooh.
That's true, but then that doesn't really save mom from dealing with dad while dad is also dealing with Barbara.
Yeah, Kristen, you've just made it worse.
You're welcome.
All right, Ava, let us know how it goes in the future, okay? Kristen is demanding it.
Okay. Thank you for all your help, you guys. It's been so nice. And I really appreciate it.
I don't know what we have done and what we have helped, but you are certainly welcome.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Actress Rachel Bilson might be getting slut-shamed by her now former employer. So a week or two ago, she was making these huge headlines for being super candid about her sex life. And apparently, she lost a role over it.
I basically got a job that I already had pulled from me because I was speaking openly about sex. I'm baffled. A single mom, a woman, lost a job because they were being candid and honest, and the subject was sex.
And if you're wondering how candid she was getting, these were some of the comments that she's referring to.
Missionary is my favorite.
Me
I'm the
too.
Same. I want to be f-ing manhandled. My least favorite, depending on the actual doggy, because it can go that. So deep and hurt.
So she's like, you know, I get that this brand that I signed on for, the role that I was going to be a part of, was a little bit more on the conservative side in terms of like not being super raunchy. But she was upset that she didn't even get the chance to defend herself.
Reflecting on it, I mean, the language that was used in the clickbait headlines. Sure. Oh, I want to be manhandled. First of all, I said it in a joking manner in the interview. I didn't even have a chance to defend myself. Yeah, I think it was a conservative brand when it came to light. And they said they weren't comfortable and that if people keep Googling, they'll see the other things that I've commented on. I was floored. I cried.
So I can only imagine maybe she signed on to be in like a Hallmark movie or something on Lifetime.
I wonder if there's just not a lot of sexism going on in this. Like if a dude makes the same comments, mm-hmm. I'm guessing that the studio doesn't even like think about it twice.
Ooh. All right. So let's do a little game.
Have you ever lost an endorsement deal on this show because you came on and talked about one of your drunken escapades?
Not that I know of. It's possible, but not that I know of. Nobody would tell me that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So I had an endorsement lined up and everything was set to roll. This was years ago. And I came on and I told the story about how I went to go visit my friend and it was her daughter's third birthday. And I didn't realize that the drink that was in like the giant jug or whatever was alcohol. And I got drunk at my friend's like her daughter's third birthday party or whatever. And I told the story and it was funny. Like nothing like bad happened or anything. I was just drunk wearing mini ears at my friend's, you know, daughter's third birthday party. Yeah, no, they dropped me.
Wow.
You're kidding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Because I told that story because I got drunk at a three-year-old's birthday party. And I'm like, did they listen to the break? Because it's not like I like went topless at a three-year-old's birthday party.
I know on a much bigger scale, we lost a very big sponsor years and years and years ago when we had a full-time host on the show that was gay. And a major sponsor said, can't work with you anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yep.
That's insane. Yeah, mm-hmm. I could. So, like, let's say it's one of the more, like, family-friendly brands, and a guy says this, I could totally see that network spinning it, being like, well, that just makes him desirable. Like, mm-hmm. he's playing a leading man in our romance film, and he's getting around, like, yeah. Whereas when Rachel Bilson does it, it's like, mm-hmm. nope, doesn't line mm-hmm. up with what we want. And I get her, like, feeling of, like, that feeling of judgment, because I remember getting the email from our sales manager, and I was just like, it was just a fun story. Right. Like, I'm so, like, they think I'm a bad person. And it was like a whole thing.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's beyond messed up. The photo agency that captured footage of Prince Harry and Meghan are not going to hand over the recording. So the other day, Backgrid paparazzi allegedly chased down Harry and Meghan in New York City. And apparently, the royals requested the footage. And Backgrid said, absolutely not. They said, in America, as I'm sure you know, property belongs to the owner of it. Third parties cannot just demand it be given to them, as perhaps kings can do. Mm. A little bit of royal shade there. Harry and Meghan have been heavily criticized for exaggerating the danger of the chase by everyone from the New York Police Department to Whoopi Goldberg on The View, who says traffic in New York City can make a high-speed chase literally impossible.
Did anybody prove any of that to be wrong? Because it certainly didn't sound right to you guys a couple of days ago either.
Yeah, because I mean, when I saw that, I was like, oh, but it was the comments, because people from New York City, they were like, there's no way there is going to be a two-hour car chase in Manhattan. Like, that's just not going to happen.
Mm. Interesting, though, that they're not going to show the footage and they're not handing it over. To me, that says you have something to hide and that there might be some credibility to the royal story, but you don't want everyone to see that because right now the narrative is, how do you have a high-speed chase in New York City? You can't. But you're not going to show the footage mm-hmm. backing it up?
Well, they didn't hand it over to Harry and Meghan. But what I think would be interesting is if they really do have nothing to hide, throw it up on Twitter, throw it up on TikTok and show that actually nothing happened.
But it's paparazzi. They're not going to throw anything up unless somebody's paying.
Right. That's true. Yeah, they're trying to get their check. Mm-hmm. For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.
I do not care how old you are. Having difficult conversations with your parents never gets easy, man. It doesn't matter if you're 6 or 16 or 26 or 60. It is always tough.
I had it was all in my own head. It didn't have to be like not an uncomfortable conversation, but you know how you get like a little nervous before you ask your parents something? Here I am, a woman in my 40s, asking my mom if she will come over and watch the monitor while Jimmy sleeps so my husband and I can go meet our friends for drinks.
Oh.
So we were just in Kentucky this past weekend, and he has a buddy that went through something rough, and he wanted to see him, and I have some girlfriends and wanted to see them for Mother's Day. So there I am at my mother's house, and I'm like, so, hey, Mom, yeah, if you're feeling up to it later, like if you, you know, like if you want to, Bart and I would really like to go meet up with some friends tonight. So like if you could, or if you would, like, could you like come over to the house and watch the monitor while Jimmy sleeps? I'm so nervous.
Why?
I
would think that
know.
She would want to.
And of course she does.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, absolutely. Of course she wants to help and she wants to be there. But it's just like, I reverted back to my like 16-year-old self asking if I could go have a sleepover at Amanda Michelle's. Like, it's so weird.
There's this meme going around of like moms crying because they're like, oh, realizing when
you become a mother, you have to ask your parents for permission to go out again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the truth, right? So in this case, she's just super, super nervous of having to go to her parents and just go, you know, this whole college idea has been yours, not mine, and I don't want to go. And she's wondering, how does she break that to him this weekend? Mo's got the email.
Bird Show, I don't know what to do, and I need you guys to help me. I'm about to graduate. I've never liked school. I mean, really don't like it. But I also always have had great grades. My SAT and ACT scores were also really good. I never really had to try either. I got accepted into all the schools I applied to. Oh, you flexing. One of them is a pretty big deal to my parents. I pretended to be excited, and we all assume this is where I'm going in the fall. I really don't want to go. Honestly, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to be done with school. I have this strong feeling that college isn't the right thing for me. I don't really know what I want to do, but I am certain that I don't want to spend even one more hour in a classroom. I don't know how to tell this to my parents without disappointing or hurting them. It will probably be a shock, and I think they are going to be angry. I have to tell them now. My mom is planning some big reveal of my college choice at my graduation party next weekend.
Oh, damn.
I don't know where she got the idea, but it's dumb. She's ordered a bunch of balloons with the school colors and a balloon with the school logo. I'm supposed to open a big box in front of everyone at the party, and all the balloons are supposed to fly out and tell them my school choice.
Oh, what a cool idea.
It is kind of cute.
There is no way I can back out then. How do I stop this?
Man, I've got so many thoughts on this, and I'm connecting to it on so many different levels. Well, first of all, let me show you and tell you what your future looks like if you go to college. You're going to fail. You're going to flunk out because you're not into it. So I was you many, many years ago. I wanted to take a year off. My parents wanted me to go to school so badly and was putting the pressure on me. I just wanted a year off. I was burned out. I wanted to go travel, and they convinced me that if you take this year off, you're never going back. Go to school. Like, all right. So I went, and I failed out. I did nothing but majored in weed and drinking and partying and a social life. And because my heart was never in it, I never had a chance. So I never finished. That's the first thing. Second thing is, when I did end up going to San Diego State, my parents were paying my way. They were paying for my apartment. They were paying my tuition. And I realized after 2 years that I just didn't want to do it anymore. So the drive over to go see my dad and sit him down and tell him, I don't want to go to school anymore, which I already knew he made perfectly clear. Like, if I wasn't in school, no money. Okay? So when I went there, I knew having this conversation with him meant complete independence from my parents, which was the scariest thing in my life at 19, 20 years old. But I will say this. I drove to the house. I sat my dad down. Told him my heart wasn't in school. He told me exactly what I thought he would say is that's your choice, son, but I'm also not paying for your life. And we might have talked for 2 or 3 minutes. I will still point to that one conversation with my dad when he started to look at me as a man and not a boy anymore. And our relationship at that point had changed. And at that point, I started living my life for myself and not my parents, and it was the best decision I ever had. If you go into this conversation thinking that your parents aren't going to be upset or there's any way to get around that, it's not. It's a little bit like our texting tutor this morning, and Abby brought this up so well, is that some conversations, your expectation or your definition of success can't be that both parties leave happy. This is not going to happen here. But if your definition is telling them your truth and dealing with the consequences, you can get through this.
You're very passionate about this.
Yeah, man, I went through it, and it was a really defining point in my life.
I think you nailed it. I think as hard as she may feel like this conversation will be, it will not be as difficult as the conversation you will have to have when you try to go and then you've wasted money.
Yes.
And you've wasted time.
Yes.
And then you failed out. So, I mean, I think they may not want to hear it now, but I think your parents will eventually appreciate the fact that you didn't waste your time or their money.
Yeah, I think it's just a generational thing. Like, for like the last 50 years or so, that's just what you were quote unquote supposed to do. You go to high school, you go to college. And so I think what really parents want when they want their kids to go to college is they just want their kids to have a plan. And so I almost feel like the person that wrote in, like, maybe you just lay out the plan of what your life looks like next. And maybe instead of doing like a big college reveal with some colorful balloons, maybe you do like clear balloons and you say, surprise, I'm going to welding school or something.
What you got?
No, I mean, I agree with you. If your heart's not into it, you're not going to thrive while you're there. You have to be on the right mindset. Like, you have to want to go. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't feel forced to go. So now is the time for you to be honest with your parents. I know it's going to be it's so much easier said than done. But don't go through the motions. Don't have the party with the balloons. Like, you need to tell them ASAP, this is just not my path right now.
And let me talk to parents here for just one second also. For those of you that have kids that are on the cusp of going to college, this is something that I think that me and my ex-wife got right with our son Hayden. So we were touring school after school after school with him. And every time we were talking to a school counselor with him right there in the room, he just seemed so lukewarm to the idea. Wasn't really excited. The counselor was trying to get engaged with him and he just wasn't answering. So it felt like to us every time we left another college, he just wasn't into it. So she and I sat him down and said, Hayden, this is your choice, dude. You do not have to go to college if you do not want to. But I think because we had been talking about college for so long, he kind of felt like it was a foregone conclusion that he was going to go. And it turns out that that's just my kid's personality, honestly. He just don't get too high and too low, and he's got social anxiety. So when he was going through these meetings with counselors, he just wasn't feeling comfortable, but it wasn't for a lack of enthusiasm. But we gave him the option, like, this is your choice. Go if you want. Don't go if you don't want to. Don't feel forced. And he ended up picking the perfect school for him, which is SCAD in Savannah, and it all worked out great.
There you go.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
It's the Burt Show.
Thanks for listening. Get more Burt Show fix at theburtshow.com or follow us on social media at the Burt Show.